Hello, and welcome to What Was That About with Kate and Sophia. I'm Kate.
And I'm Sophia, and What Was That About is a show where we talk books, movies, music, media, all things pop culture.
Now let's get into it.
Today, we are going to be discussing the newly released Mean Girls musical movie. So, in 2004, the original Mean Girls movie was released. It was produced by Tina Fey,
Tina Fey was involved in that.
Tina Fey
held a leadership role.
Yeah. And something fun, kind of interesting about Mean Girls, the original movie, it was based off of a book Tina read. It's like a psychology book written about teenage girls in high school called Queen Bee,
mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like a factual, like, scientific book. And she read it and thought it was really interesting and thought, I can make a comedic movie out of this, basically. And so then she made a comedic movie out of
it. Which was Mean Girls.
Which was Mean Girls. And then in, like, I don't know, maybe like 2017, I want to say.
I feel like it was a little before that. I don't know.
At some point in, like, the 20-teens, the Mean Girls movie got turned into a Mean Girls musical on Broadway.
Yep.
With a bunch of, you know, it was the same plot, just with musical. And then this year, 20 years after the original Mean Girls movie was released, that Broadway musical based on the movie got turned mm-hmm. into a new movie
uh-huh.
that was released in, like, January or December?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, so we have both finally gotten the chance to watch it, and so we're mm-hmm. going to discuss our thoughts and kind of compare it to the original Mean Girls movie, talk about, you know,
what worked, what didn't work,
compare it to at least the soundtrack of mm-hmm. the Broadway musical, because neither of us have actually seen the musical, mm-hmm. but I've at least listened to the soundtrack, and just kind of discuss our thoughts.
Yes, and if you haven't seen Mean Girls at this point in time to some capacity, I'm sorry, I'm going to spoil it for the sake of a brief summary. Pretty much, Katie is a girl, and she moves to Illinois, near mm-hmm. Chicago, I believe, from Africa, and it's her first time being in a school ever, and pretty much
she's
a junior in high school, and she just ends up getting involved first accidentally with a bunch of mean girls, the bullies, the queen bees of the school, until she turns
the plastics,
yes, that's what they're called, until she ends up turning into a little bit of a mean girl herself. Yeah, and she faces friendship challenges, boy challenges,
personal growth. Yeah, and it's a comedic movie, so it's all supposed to be funny. And so some things that were the big differences between the 2004 Mean Girls and the 2024 Mean Girls, excluding the musical part,
mm-hmm.
is that in 2004, the jokes are way more raunchy.
I think
they're
definitely evidence of the time when a lot less was considered offensive, to put in a movie.
And they're like, there's a lot more offensive jokes. There's a lot more shamey jokes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more questionable things
maybe
that happen.
Playing into stereotypes.
Yes, big time playing into stereotypes. In the 2K24 movie, as one would guess, there isn't that.
Mm-hmm.
They took out, basically, a lot of people's complaint, it's like all the jokes that made Mean Girls funny they took out, which I feel like is reaching. That's not mm-hmm. true. But they took out a lot of the, like, basically, like, a lot of the iconic questionable lines from Mean Girls they took out, which I feel like is very much, like, reminiscent of current times, and, like, mm-hmm. it makes sense. Like, I feel like a lot of those jokes don't need to be there to make the plot, but I do think they are part of what kind of makes Mean Girls, but I also, like, I don't know, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking out offensive things from a remake, obviously.
I agree, and what I have to say about what they took out is, obviously this new movie was a musical, and it was adapted more closely off the musical, and when you're creating a musical, obviously you have to eliminate some things. Not every single scene is going to be doable in a theater context if it's doable in a movie context. So the new movie was missing a lot of the scenes that were taken out of the musical.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though they could have like, been re-added now that it's back to a movie again. And that was my thing. I feel like there's a lot of just smaller scenes, smaller interactions between characters that were maybe replaced with songs or taken out entirely.
Yeah.
And I feel like that just, the characters in the new movie weren't as strong because they just literally didn't do as much. They didn't talk to each other as much. I feel like Regina really didn't say pretty much anything the whole movie except in song form. And just stuff like that, I feel like, took away from the characters as a whole.
I agree.
And, like, the impact of the movie, the humor of the movie, etc.
I also think the other thing that was kind of made the movie not feel as, like, I don't know, it kind of took away from the movie, is that it took place in 2024. Like, it didn't take place in 2004, like, in the sense of, like, they had, like, mobile, like, they have, like, iPhones and, like, things like that. And I feel like that takes away, like, for example, the bit that kind of comes into my brain when you were talking about, you know, how they took out a lot of these little things was there's a bunch of scenes with, like, four-way calls. With the, like, landline. And it's, you know, a way of, like, Regina, like, exposing people or Katie exposing Regina or, like, whatever else because it's, like, you know, they're able to do all those tricks. And, like, I even think that it's a little bit ridiculous they took that out of the musical because that's totally a doable thing on a stage with the right set. And so I feel like that type of scene, that was missing. And then there was, like, full characters taken out, like Regina's younger sister. And, like, these all are all things that are, like, kind of not the hugest deal, but they definitely, like, take away from kind of, like, what... I guess it, like, this... In the original Mean Girls... Those characters felt like they could be real people.
Yeah.
Like, they felt lived in, if that makes sense. Like, they felt like, you know, they were...
A little more dimensional.
More dimensional. These characters, they kind of just... They fell flat. Like, they felt 2D. Like, they didn't have... They didn't feel lived in. They didn't feel like real people.
Yeah.
They felt like actors playing
a part. My way of thinking about this is they tried so hard to take away, like, any... offensive stereotype or whatever, and then the characters ended up being, like, stereotypes themselves as a result.
And also, I think this kind of falls into a theme that I feel like has been seen a lot in media in general recently, where it's, like, everyone's so desperate to not be offensive that they almost make it so that their characters don't have, like... There's nothing wrong with their characters. Mm-hmm. Their characters are just, like, perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like this, and we're not saying that media needs to be offensive in order for it to be impactful.
Obviously.
I think that there's so many different ways they could have added dimension to these characters in the movies, but they just didn't because they were trying to be authentic to the musical.
Yeah.
My other thing is, like, kind of on the topic of how they took out the four-way calls, something they added to the movie was just a lot of, like, social media interludes, I guess, of the school reacting to the different things happening to the characters. And it's so stupid. That really made it feel inauthentic to me because, like, if something silly happens at school, no one's about to make, like, 74 public TikToks about it. Like, people aren't like that. Like,
I feel like in the original one, those felt like high schoolers. And, like, maybe it's just because, like, which is kind of funny because it's, like, they didn't have social media or phones or whatever, and that's so aggressively, like, in tuned with, like, or, like, thought of to be, like, what teenagers are now. But in reality, yeah, we all post on Instagram. We all, like, see each other's posts and everything. But everyone's accounts are private, so you have to, like, request a anyways. So
social media is so filtered.
Yeah, it's so filtered. And also, like, when other people post, like, no one's having, like, huge reactions. And, like, if someone posts something that you might think is a little bit embarrassing, you're not doing anything about it. You're just like, okay, moving on. And, like, the most interaction you ever have on, like, on anyone's Instagram post is, like, you see your friend post and you say, like, you put in a comment, like, slay queen or adorable or you're beautiful or, like, whatever. That's it. And so I feel like it was very much, it just very much fell into, like, the stereotype of, like, what teenagers are like online. That's completely false.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like for teenagers, it made it feel so unauthentic.
For me, it was like, okay, this is the kind of content that someone would put on their Snapchat private story with four people. This is not the kind of thing that, this is not the kind of thing that we're putting for the entire internet to see.
And even, like, and also, no one... I feel like the other thing is no one cares that much about other people's lives that they would actually go out of their way to, like, publicly post something embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just feel like it made it seem like, you know, people are really, like, really obsessed.
Yeah, I feel like people in the original one, obviously people were, like, in theory obsessed with Regina because there would be the scenes where they're like, Regina did this, so then I did this. But then, like, that felt, like, silly. And then in the new one, the way people were obsessed with Regina just felt inauthentic.
Yeah. And then kind of going more into, like, I want to touch a little bit on, like, how the songs kind of played off versus in the, like, soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they... I think the person who played Caddy, she seems like a nice actress, whatever. Caddy. I don't know why they casted her to play Caddy in a musical.
Because
she doesn't have range.
That's true.
And, you know, I don't have range either. I can't sing. But...
What?
When you are supposed to be playing someone in a musical who basically can go, like, up and down scales and, like, has so much enthusiasm when singing and all this stuff, and you basically can sing at one tone, it, like... It just, like, made it so much less fun. And, like, it, I don't know, it just kind of took away from, I don't know, it took away from the, like, funness of the musical because the main, one of the main singers couldn't really sing. And it would have been much better if she could, if she had more range. Like, the fact that Renee Rapp was Regina George.
That was iconic.
That was iconic. She was, she actually was Regina George
in
on
the
Broadway.
Musical, yeah.
For, like, three shows, and then I got...
She has range.
She has range. She's an amazing singer. Like, she has a musical career separate.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she... Her rendition of Watch the World Burn, oh,
so
my
good.
God. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I adored that. So, like, so it was truly just... I don't know why they casted the girl they did for Caddy. Because I'm sure there's so many other people they could have casted who have better range and could have really... And there's, like, there's this one song about basically when Caddy gets a crush on Aaron Samuels. And in the musical, it's, like, so fun and upbeat and, like, crazy. And it's, like, da-da-da-da-da. And in the musical movie,
yeah,
it was,
that,
like...
That song did not hit for me.
Da-da-da-da. And it was, like, this is stupid.
I was watching that song, and I'm, like, this is not hitting the way I think it's
also,
meant to hit.
Revenge Party... The part when she's, like, when it, like, goes into, like, 0.5 and she's walking and she's, like, I can't even watch when she touches his hair and I watch a snake eat a cat. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This was
she's,
less...
She's, like, walking through the hallways.
Maybe,
the...
maybe.
And, like, anyways, it, like, was the cringiest scene I've ever seen ever. And that's not the actress's fault. Like, that's production's fault. Like, why would you make that choice? But what?
The Halloween party song did not hit for me. That did not hit at all. Like,
no.
I don't know how they wanted it to hit, because it just did not.
Okay. Are you talking about the Karen Halloween party song?
Yeah. Not World.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that song is one of my favorite Mean Girls songs, because I think it's hilarious. But I did not like the musical movie rendition. I loved the Broadway musical rendition. And maybe it's just, like, I think it's really funny. But my favorite line from that, and I don't think I can actually talk about what the song's about, but my favorite line from the song is, this is modern feminism talking. I expect to run the world in shoes I cannot walk in. I think that's the best line ever, and it did not hit in the movie.
But I just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Karen's character, it's Karen, right?
Yes.
Yes. Karen's character as a whole just, I mean, I know she's meant to be, like, a little bit of a ditz and, like, not in touch, but her character, for me, did not hit either.
Really? I love Karen. I specifically love the Amanda, I can't remember what her, the girl in Mamma Mia who's is the one who plays her in the actual one, in actual Mean Girls. I enjoy Karen's character, but, like, she felt maybe almost a little bit too stupid, if
that's possible.
That's
how I...
But, like, at the same time, I kind of appreciate how they just let Karen be, like, so utterly dumb.
Mm-hmm. Without any redeeming qualities.
Without any... Like, it's
like, that one was
hilarious.
Okay.
Like, she's just allowed to be stupid. And, like, honestly, slay. Because it's not, like... Because the thing I kind of appreciate about Karen is it's not like she's, like, trying to be stupid to, like, get attention. She just is.
Yeah.
She just is stupid, and that's okay. But, yeah, I don't know. I understand what they were trying to get through the Mean Girls musical, and mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. Like, I'm not going to say mm-hmm. I walked out of that movie theater and was like, that was awful, I hated that. I walked out of the movie theater and was like, I'd watch that again, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But I do think the original Mean Girls movie and the original Mean Girls musical on Broadway yes. are both far superior to the Mean Girls musical.
I have two minor character complaints that I need to voice okay. before we conclude. First of all, I just feel like Tina Fey, like, did not speak in that movie, and I feel like she was a lot more impactful in the first movie, and I feel like she added to Katie's personal journey, which mm-hmm. made the movie better, and she just, like, did not talk at all. Yeah. So that was, like, a little disappointing. Second of all, Regina's mom, in the original, like, I want to say it was Amy Poehler, yes. was such an icon, and she was so funny. And now Regina's mom was, like, such a weirdo. I'm like,
I agree.
Stop.
Also, I remembered another joke they took out that, like, actually, like, I don't know why they took this out, mm-hmm. because it's not offensive in any ways, and it's so funny.
Uh-huh.
So it's they're all in the bleachers after the whole, like, crazy animal thing happens in the hallways when the burn books gets copied uh-huh. and all this stuff. And basically, like, Regina George raises her hand and is like, some of us are victims. Do we all have to be here? And then Tina Fey goes, who's ever been personally victimized by Regina George? And everyone, including the teachers, raised their hands. Why did they take that out? Why did they take that out? It's like a 2-second bit, and it's hilarious. And mm-hmm. I was, like, looking forward to it, and then they took it out, and I was so disappointed.
That's disappointing.
That was
uncalled
for.
That
was one of my, like, all the other jokes, like, okay. They're offensive. I understand why you took them out. Like, I'm not gonna hate on that. But that joke, how is that offensive?
Mm-hmm.
How is that an offensive joke? Why'd you take that out? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a level of comedy to it because it's just, like, I don't know, I feel like they probably took it out because it's very anti-women supporting women, but, like, all the characters in that movie are not women supporting women. That they're literally this yeah, entire,
at some point. At some point, you just have
thing
to, like,
happens because of a man.
Commit to the bit.
Like, Katie Heron ruins Regina George's life because she wants to date Aaron Samuels.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're all villains.
They're
Katie
all the
Heron's not a victim.
Thank you.
Regina George isn't the only villain. They're all villains. Katie's a villain. Regina George is a villain. Janice is a villain. They're all villains.
You know who's not a villain? Mrs. Norbury.
You know who's not a villain? Damien. He sort of is.
Yeah, he kind of, like, told her to, like, ruin someone else's life.
Yeah.
So,
anyways, moral of the story is they're all villains. Other than, actually, Karen's not a villain. Karen isn't a villain. She's too stupid to be a villain.
I'm going to say she's a little bit of a villain as well.
Okay.
In conclusion.
You
know, it was interesting. I think it's definitely a sign of the times, for yeah. better or for worse.
Don't stop your crying.
There's a lot better musical to movie adaptations.
I agree.
And I think that there were good components, but there were also bad components.
Yeah. So, overall, watch at your own risk of, you know, I don't know why you'd be at risk, but watch it if you mm-hmm. want to watch it. Don't watch it if you don't want to watch it. Overall, I think that the movie's better, the Broadway musical is better, but, you know, this is still
fun. It's all right.
It's all right. You know, if you can't go see Broadway, which is, you know, most people can't, this is a good alternative. I've never seen the Broadway musical, so I actually don't know how it truly compares. I only know how the music compares.
Facts.
But overall, those are my thoughts on this movie.
Yes. This has been What Was That About?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Sophia, and you're listening to 88.9 The Bridge.